Sticky Fingers Hotline.
Sticky Fingers Hotline.
There she is. Is this Christina LaCure, the famous Canadian?
Oh, my gosh. It is, eh?
Nice.
Say hello to Clint Sterner and Freaky Joe Franklin.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good. What's going on, Christina?
Good. Not much.
We were just talking
about... I hate that I can't be down there.
I know. Seriously, we miss you. So you're in Canada now. We were just talking about last night's 30 for 30. It was about the Canadian Terry Fox. Do you know anything about
him? Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, he ran across the country. That's an amazing story.
Ran across the country. Yeah, it was. One of those, you know, tugging on the heartstrings type deals.
Yeah, it is. They have a Terry Fox run every year. We do it in school. Like, I ran, like our junior highs and elementary schools and everything. They make you run the Terry Fox run. Like, we do it, like, you know, a short one around school, like, every year around that time.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. But it,
yeah,
it was,
it's pretty awesome.
What's even, was the most, probably the worst part about it is during the run is when he got... I guess, you know, the cancer
really
came
sick.
Back and he couldn't finish the race. But it was good. Good 30 for 30. You should check it out. So what are you up to these days? You're in Canada now, but tonight is the night.
Tonight's the night. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's crazy that it's already here. But, yep, tonight at 8 o'clock on the Golf Channel, it is Big Break Dominican Republic.
Big Break Dominican Republic. And I was on the website, and this is what I pulled off of it. Reunion, revenge. Redemption. The place
I know
and
yeah,
love.
They're marketing it well.
Or hate. So $100,000. Seriously, the winner gets $100,000 or you get is like a first, second, third prize?
It's kind of like that. I don't know if they've actually said the breakdown yet, but you'll find it out tonight. But overall, there's more than $100,000 in prizes. It's pretty ridiculous. It's going to be one of the best shows, I think. I think it's going to be one of the ones that people will need to tune in every single week. It's a completely different format than anything before, and it surprised all of us, and I think it'll surprise everyone tonight when they explain what's going on this year.
So it'll be on every Wednesday at 8 p.m.?
No, it won't, actually. Okay. Tonight is the only Wednesday that it's going to be on. Every other week, it's going to be on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Golf Channel.
Perfect. You know, I've been looking for a Tuesday show.
Perfect.
And this is,
oh, my gosh.
It's good.
Tuesday,
I got my, one, my Monday.
Now you have something to watch.
Exactly. I got my Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm looking for a Tuesday show.
A Tuesday show. You've got it.
Now, you can't tell us everything that happened, right? But I did
can't.
See
I can't tell you anything. But I can tell you, if you go on the Golf Channel right now, golfchannel.com, you can watch the first 5 minutes of tonight's show. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook, I've got it on there. So it's kind of fun. It's a little teaser for tonight, but no, it should be good. It starts tonight at 8 o'clock, so everyone can watch. I'm looking forward to it. You know, we shoot the show and we're there for you know, weeks at a time, but we never know how they're going to edit it, so it's fun for all of us too. I've been talking to a couple of my girlfriends and everyone's pretty excited to see how things pan out tonight.
What was a little different from this one than Kanapali?
Well, this one is a team format, so everything's changed. Mm-hmm. Before, you were fighting for yourselves, and you were, you know, you were your only alias and enemy. And now tonight, it's a whole different ballgame this season.
Is it girls against guys?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's boys against the girls. They have said that, so I can tell you that. It's girls against the guys. But it's going to be, it's individual and it's team. It's just this whole different concept tonight. So it's going to be kind of cool to watch to see how it actually plays out on television. I'll tell you, I think tonight's going to be one of the most interesting shows for sure.
Were there any fights? Were there any people who...
Oh,
she
come on.
She can't tell you everything.
Come on, Christina.
All
right, any hookups there?
They're all brought back for a reason. Of course there's going to be drama, let's be honest. Have you not seen the trailer? I think I've already shown some drama right on the trailer already.
Were there any, like, Jersey Shore drama with Snooki or somebody like, hooking up in the back room or anything like that? That go on? Now?
I don't know what they're going to show. All I know is that I was not a part of any hooking up.
Well, of course you weren't.
So I am not hooking up with anyone, but I believe there might be some instances of
whoa!
That.
Whoa! Now, I saw, I guess it must have been a commercial that I saw about it. There's some guy who just claims he is just the baddest dude on the planet. Flipping over benches, talking trash to everybody.
God.
Who is this character? And is he trying
that
to get his own
Dave
reality
Mobley,
TV show?
And yeah, he is a whole... I went into this show not knowing a single one of the guys. A couple of the girls on my team, they knew the guys because they were on shows with them previous. But I didn't know any of the guys. And let me tell you, there's some personalities on that guy's team that'll just blow you out of the water. So It's gonna be interesting because you know the funny part is that we don't know what everyone said and we don't know how they're gonna edit it. We don't know what was said, you know, in confessional. So it's a whole different. It's gonna be interesting for all of us to watch too because none of us have any idea, you know, what they're gonna say.
So how do you feel you played overall? I know you can't tell us how it ended up, but how do you?
I can't tell you that. But overall, no, I went out there and I did the best I could. So we'll see how far it takes me.
Oh, well, I know we'll see, Christina. But you sound like you're a little bit happy, so I'm actually feeling good about this.
Well, thanks. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, I'm just excited for it. It's exciting to have the opportunity again and just to kind of see how it all turns out. Will be interesting.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because of your performance, you don't have to tell me how you did. Are you now motivated more than ever to go out there and make the LPGA tour?
Well, I'm always motivated to do that. So, I mean, that's irrelevant. But, yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm actually going to play out here today. It's actually a nice day here in Canada today. So,
what are you doing out there?
My best friend is getting married this weekend.
Okay.
So I'm the maid of honor in her wedding.
Of course.
So
nice.
Big wedding this weekend. We had a bachelorette party the last weekend. So I've been up here for quite some time. It was a little chilly on one of the days, but this weekend, like, it got up to 90 degrees. It was ridiculous. And today's probably going to be, you know, right about 70 degrees. So
perfect.
A little cooler than most of you guys are used to, but it should be a good day for golf.
It's definitely got a lot cooler around here. So tonight we have you coming on 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
The Golf
Central
Channel.
On the Golf Channel.
8 p.m.
Yep,
Central Golf Channel. What time is it out there? Are you in Edmonton right now?
I am. I'm in Edmonton. It's 1 hour earlier, so it's about 9:30 our time.
Are you going to have a watch party at any time, maybe when you get back on Conway? What's the deal with that?
I should. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to definitely put one of those things together. Today we're having a whole bunch of family and friends somewhere here in Edmonton where everyone's coming over to my grandparents' place.
What about when
we're
you get back, though,
show.
In Conway?
Yeah, when I get back, we're definitely going to do something in Conway for sure. We should definitely put that together with the buzz or whatever.
Okay, so you don't have anything going on?
I don't have anything planned as of yet, but I'm definitely going to put that together. I've been here, and I've been working on this wedding and concentrating on this, and I haven't even thought about it. But
well, we're going to do it. What's your favorite place?
Yeah.
What's your favorite place? Obviously, it's going to have to be Conway, right?
Yeah, it's going to be somewhere in Conway. We need a sports place in Conway. We can go anywhere.
Let's do it. I'm going to set it up. We're going to get a sponsor. We're going to watch it every week, and we're going to watch
it.
We're going to watch you on there every week to the end.
That sounds great. Every weekend. Every Tuesday. That sounds perfect.
So, Christine, we appreciate you. Come back. When you get back in town, come on up.
Yes,
we want to talk to you.
I'm definitely going to. It was good to talk to you guys. Bye, Clint.
Bye,
Joe.
You take care. Have fun up north.
All right. Later, girl.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.